Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three hardline Republicans now say they will support a recall vote for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Representative Paul Gosar, the latest, enough Republicans to oust Johnson without Democrats crossing party lines in a vote. Johnson under fire for moving ahead on separate foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and U.S. border funding. A vote is expected tomorrow. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says there's no more time for delays.
For months, the American people have had their national security interests placed on hold.
The votes on foreign aid come as a widening conflict brews in the Middle East. Israel launching three missiles overnight, targeting a key radar defense system for Iran. That in response to Iran's missile and drone attack this weekend. Volatile storms are moving out of the U.S. after a week of tornado outbreaks in much of the Midwest and South. A rain, though, still on tap for the East Coast. This is ABC News. Backlash today over a sports writer's apology. It follows his exchange with new WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Critics calling out the columnist for sexist behavior.
During Clark's introductory news conference for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, Greg Doyle, a columnist for the Indy Star, made this heart gesture, which Clark frequently makes after games.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
The exchange sparking some backlash online. Doyle apologizing, tweeting, "Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. Today I was part of the problem," and included a link to a column featuring a longer apology where he acknowledges crossing a line. But that apology is being slammed for being self-promoting.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Saturday is 420, a high holiday for the marijuana culture, gathering at 420 p.m., celebrating the wonders of weed in states where it's legal, pot shops offering discounts, recreational marijuana now allowed in nearly half the states in Washington, D.C. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy, blustery, and cool with a high of 50. West winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with frost or freeze likely, a low of 28. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy with a high of 50. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 11 to 12 miles per hour, and it is 47 degrees.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Autoworks in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Autoworks for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd at TC Autoworks, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Turbo's will be closed April 21st through May 7th and will reopen on May 8th.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Good afternoon. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources again asked the public to stay vigilant and avoid outdoor burning this weekend due to elevated fire danger. Warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions are in the forecast for the weekend. Although recent rain has improved conditions in some areas, much of the state's vegetation still is dead and dry. Over the past week, the DNR has responded to 122 wildfires burning nearly 340 acres, the most active week this season. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning and power lines. Wisconsin's wildfire season is expected to continue for several more weeks, with pine needles dropping and moisture and fires starting to move into tree crowns. These conditions can lead to faster, more intense fires that are difficult to suppress. To help keep Wisconsinites safe, the DNR may suspend annual burn permits in counties within DNR protection areas where vegetation has yet to fully green up. All of Columbia, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties, and the northern section of Grant and Iowa counties are in the DNR protection area. If your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction, please check with local authorities prior to burning. Check the DNR's website to learn if your property is within the DNR's jurisdiction. Remember, weather conditions can change quickly, which means fire danger can change quickly, too. Always check before you burn. Fire danger and burning restrictions can change every day. State health officials are warning of contaminated herbs. The Department of Health Services issued a warning Thursday that packages of fresh basil sold at Trader Joe's stores were contaminated with salmonella. One person in Wisconsin has gotten sick from the illness. The basil has already been pulled from the shelves in 29 states. Anyone who still has the basil sold under the Infinite Herbs brand should toss it out immediately. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger, Andrade, is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. Incoming full-time freshmen at UW-Platteville, Baraboosaw County will now be guaranteed a $2,000 scholarship for the 2024-25 academic year, thanks to the Friends of the Campus, the organization that has long raised and dispersed scholarship funds for Baraboosaw County students. The Baraboost Scholarship was initiated in 2021 at the amount of $1,000. The Friends of the Campus recently announced the doubling of this support to $2,000 for the next academic year. In addition to increasing the Baraboost amount, the Friends of the Campus voted to guarantee a minimum of $1,000 in scholarship dollars for all continuing students who apply for scholarships. More than 200 students have received the Baraboost scholarship since its creation, totaling $138,000 in support. For more information about how to receive the Baraboost scholarship, visit uwplatt.edu/baraboost/scholarships. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced six Wisconsin educators have been named finalists for a national award honoring mathematics and science teachers for their achievement in teaching the subjects. The 2024 Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching is considered the highest honor bestowed by the U.S. government for math and science teachers. The teachers were named finalists for their deep knowledge of the subjects they teach, in addition to facilitating and encouraging success among students in those areas. Wisconsin's finalists for the 2024 PAEMST include, in the mathematics category, Melissa Spurley, a fifth-grade teacher at Winskill Elementary School in the Lancaster Community Schools, and in the science category, Rhonda Vero-Even, a sixth-grade teacher at Glacier Creek Middle School in the Middleton-Cross Plains Area School District. One awardee in mathematics and one awardee in science will receive a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation, Professional Development Opportunities, and are honored at an awards ceremony in Washington, D.C. Republican lawmakers have filed a new lawsuit alleging partial vetoes Governor Tony Evers made to a bill designed to bolster students' reading performance were unconstitutional. Evers signed a bill in July that created an early literacy coaching program within the State Department of Public Instruction, as well as grants for schools that adopt approved reading curricula. The bill didn't appropriate any money, however. Evers signed another bill in February that calls for the legislature's budget committee to spend $50 million to fund the July bill, but vetoed sections of it. Republicans argue in their lawsuit that Evers overstepped his powers because the February bill doesn't actually appropriate any money. They filed the suit Tuesday in Dane County. The Wisconsin Department of Administration was named a finalist for the 2024 Golden Post Awards for outstanding use of social media by government agencies at the annual Government Social Media Conference. The Wisconsin DOA was a finalist for Best LinkedIn Presence, competing nationwide with the City of Allen, Texas, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Wake County Government, North Carolina. DOA was also the sole agency from Wisconsin across nine award categories. The Wisconsin Department of Administration is the flagship agency of the state of Wisconsin, founded in 1959 and has been at the forefront of some of the most significant initiatives in Wisconsin state government. DOA supports the Office of Governor in the development and implementation of the biennial state budget, as well as centralized purchasing and financial management for state agencies, and works with the 11 of federally recognized Native nations in Wisconsin on gaming, coastal programs, and other key areas. The mission of DOA is to provide effective and efficient services at the best value to government agencies and the public. Noah's Ark Water Park in Wisconsin Dells holds the claim to being America's largest water park and now has officially been named the best outdoor water park by Newsweek. Noah's are handpicked by experts across various industries and voted on by its readers. The Newsweek Award recognizes Noah's Ark as the premier destination for water park thrills. Noah's Ark has become a destination by elevating its dining experience with new food and drink options. This summer, the water park will introduce two new food stands, including Paradise Funnel Cake and the ultimate Wisconsin favorite, a new cheese stand serving up all things cheese, including mozzarella triangles, cheese curds, and more. Noah's Ark stands as the ultimate destination for aquatic excitement with over 50 water attractions, including two wave pools, lazy rivers, zip lines, and multiple water slide experiences. Opening day for the 2024 season will be Saturday, May 25th. For more information on Noah's Ark Water Park's 2024 season, new attractions, and to purchase season passes, visit noahsarkwaterpark.com. The need for a state task force on missing and killed black women in Wisconsin has taken on an added urgency. Madison Democratic State Representative Sheila Stubbs has been fighting for information at that task force. Her bipartisan bill passed the state assembly this session, but was blocked by a single state senator in that chamber. Stubbs tells Fox 6 Milwaukee this month's disappearance, death, and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sadie Robinson in Milwaukee highlights the need. CDC data show Wisconsin had the highest homicide rate for black women in the country, one which doubled from 2019 to 2020. Stubbs says she reached out to Governor Tony Evers and plans to meet with Attorney General Josh Call to find a way to make the task force happen. It's 48 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. A climate change presentation featuring Bob Lindmeyer will be held in Richland Center. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Fuller's Milkers Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's up to 48 degrees in Richland Center, and we have west winds at 12 to 17 miles per hour. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The Richland chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby is hosting a presentation by Bob Lindmeyer, Senior Chief Meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison. Solving the Climate Crisis will be held this Sunday at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bob earned his degree in meteorology from the University of Wisconsin at Madison and started his career in 1980 at Weather Central, a weather consulting firm based in Madison. He became the chief meteorologist at WKOW in 1989, a position he has held ever since. Bob is in his 44th year at WKOW, now a senior chief meteorologist. He is former chair of the American Meteorological Society Station Scientist Committee, which encourages broadcast meteorologists to speak out about climate change. He is a member of Citizens Climate Lobby, a nonprofit and nonpartisan organization focused on national policies to address climate change. Bob believes strongly in climate change education.
I've taken a role myself, I've just done this, of being a climate change educator. I've found over the years that there was a need for more education to the public about what's happening in our climate, about passing on the concerns of climate scientists who are very concerned about what's happening, and just bringing that to the forefront so the public knows really what's going on in regards to climate change.
Bob Lindmeyer's presentation on climate change begins with the science. He looks at how climate scientists have determined that we are in a climate crisis.
What climate change does is it makes extreme events worse and more frequent. So the dryness that's being felt in southwest and west central Wisconsin, including Richland County, is more than likely exacerbated by climate change. The dryness wouldn't be as dry as it is right now. But it works on the other end of things, too. When you have flooding rain events, catastrophic rains, it can make that kind of event worse as well. So climate change essentially supercharges the atmosphere and makes extreme events more frequent and worse than they would be otherwise.
Bob will show projections of how much more the climate will change through the end of the century if we continue to burn fossil fuels at the rate we are now. The projections will show how urgent it is to transition to renewable energy quickly. Otherwise, our children and grandchildren will live their adult lives in a climate much different than the one we have lived.
The changes have been happening, especially in the last 50 years or so, since 1970, that's when we've really seen a lot of fossil fuel emissions going to the atmosphere, and we've really seen this change in our climate. So it's been happening at a steady pace, but especially since about 1970 or so, we're seeing the changes happen more frequently and more extreme. So our winters are shorter. They're warmer, especially our winter season is where we're feeling the effects of climate change. We don't have as much snow. We don't have the cold snaps as we used to. I think that's an area, that winter season is where folks can really experience the change and remember how much colder and snowier it used to be when they were in their youth.
Finally, Bob Lindmeyer will look at solutions, including ways to reduce your carbon footprint and the absolute need to put a price on carbon with bills now in Congress. Everyone is invited to attend Solving the Climate Crisis with Bob Lindmeyer this Sunday at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. The American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. A blood drive will be held today from now until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on updates to the state's elk management plan through Saturday. The public is encouraged to review the proposed plan and share their thoughts via the online comment tool. Updates to the 2024-2034 Elk Management Plan include changes based on recommendations from the Natural Resources Board, Wisconsin Elk Advisory Committee, and feedback from private landowners in the elk management zones. The DNR will review and consider feedback submitted while preparing the final draft of the plan. Once finalized later this year, the proposed plan will be presented to the Natural Resources Board for approval. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is celebrating National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, which runs through Saturday. Sheriff Torgerson would like to thank all the 911 dispatchers at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office who are involved in the task of emergency communications and for their part in keeping Vernon County safe. The dispatcher's job is critical within emergency services and is a unique part of the services that the Sheriff's Office provides every day. The demands on these dedicated men and women are increasing with every advancement in technology. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office began its dispatch center in 1937 with one dispatcher to answer telephones and the radio system. Today, the 911 dispatch center has evolved into an operation that not only deals with the many phone systems, radio systems, and computer programs. On a day-to-day basis, the dispatch center will receive many non-emergency and emergency calls, all while dispatching law enforcement, fire departments, and emergency medical services to the scene. In 1 year, the Vernon County 911 Dispatch Center will receive over 30,000 calls. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Sharing Space with Deke. The program will feature a live virtual conversation with astronaut Bob Crippen. Crippen was hired by Slayton in 1969 when the Air Force's manned orbiting laboratory was canceled. Prior to his first space flight, Crippen was assigned to the 56-day Skylab medical experiment altitude test and support crew for the Apollo-Suez test project. He was the pilot on the first flight of a space shuttle in orbit and commander of three others. Following his space flights, Crippen served as director of the space shuttle program and then director of the Kennedy Space Center, retiring in 1995. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Bob Crippen, will be held this Sunday at 3 at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. You may attend in person or via Zoom. Tickets priced at $10 are available online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin next week for her third visit to the battleground state this year. President Joe Biden's campaign announced Thursday that Harris plans to campaign in La Crosse on Monday at an event focused on abortion rights. Harris was in Madison last month and in Waukesha in January for the first of her trips focused on abortion. Wisconsin is one of a handful of battleground states across the country. The latest Marquette University Law School poll released Wednesday showed the race between Biden and former President Donald Trump to be about even. Monday is Earth Day, and UW-Madison has lots going on. The university's Earth Fest starts today and runs through next Friday. There will be dozens of events ranging from lectures to volunteer opportunities. Paul Robbins is dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. He said this is the Institute's biggest effort ever in the 50 years it's sponsored Earth Day activities. Robbins notes Earth Day was the brainchild of the late Senator Gaylord Nelson for whom the Institute is named, but that Nelson always declared that all he did was name a day and everybody else showed up and did the heavy lifting. Find out more at earthfest.wisc.edu. It's 48 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today is Friday, April 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jim Carl Jimbo Waterman, 80 of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until 2. Jim Waterman is survived by two daughters, Penny McLeod and Bob Muller of Muscadet, and Paula and David Olson of Wausau. 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, a brother, Bill and Pat Waterman of Tampa Bay, Florida, a sister, Carol and Dan Dugan of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Elaine Waterman of Madison, and Barb and Richard Riddle of Toma, and many family and friends. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80 of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76 of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Judy Nicholas is survived by her children, James Carlisle of Washington, Pennsylvania, Jody and Chad Hines of Richland Center, and Raymond and Shannon Carlisle Jr. of Reedsburg. Stepchildren, James Moore, Lisa Litton, Dawn and Eric Kirshner, all of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Ray Lynn and Jerry Marshall of West Virginia. 11 grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a sister, Gail DeVere of Oakdale, Pennsylvania, special friend, Caroline Scotty Moore of Washington, Pennsylvania, nieces, nephews, many other relatives, and friends. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76 of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97 of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church Friday, today, from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family. Millie Esser is survived by 14 children, Jim and Priscilla Esser of Highland, John and Sandy Esser of Cottage Grove, Helen and Jerry Sumwalt of Stoughton, Tom and Diane Esser of Cobb, Mary, Mert and John Gottschall, and Jane and Daryl Creel, all of Highland, Shirley, Mick and Rich Jensen of Tampa, Florida, Sue and Jim White of Green Bay, Teresa and Mike Thomas of Muscadet, Dorothy and Frank Campbell of Avoca, Tony and Mina of Madison, Dave Esser of Highland, Steve and Karina Esser of Montfort, and Donna and John Schultz of Ripon. 38 grandchildren, 74 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Mildred Millie Esser, 97 of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements. Ken Stanichka is survived by his siblings, Dorothy Holloway of Plain, Daniel and Janelle Stanichka of Lone Rock, Betty and Mike Foley of Poplar Grove, Illinois, and Ronald Stanichka of Muscadet. Sisters-in-law, Helen Stanichka, Mary Ann Stanichka, Karen Stanichka, and Cheryl Goplin. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89 of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3 with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bullen Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Ida Ward is survived by 6 children, Andy and Cheryl Ward of Madison, Randy Ward of Fox Lake, Illinois, Marcia and Jeff Everson of Waukesha, Beverly and Clifford Hitz of Hazel Green, Anita and George Wachuta of Brooklyn, and Nancy and Jeff Wetter of Benton. 13 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-granddaughter, a brother, Art and Sandy Haynes of Sheridan, Wyoming, 2 sisters, Ruby Hay of Beloit, and Darlene and Christopher Gerton of Apache Junction, Arizona, and sister-in-law, Sherry Haynes of Janesville. Ida R. Ward, 89 of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of Mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy Franck is survived by 4 sons, Joseph and Astrid Franck, Mark and Eileen Franck, Ted and Elaine Franck, and Nick and Jody Franck. 4 daughters, Deborah Franck, Bonnie and Randy Thompson, Sandra Franck and Mark Dotstel, and Susan and Bob Ashton. Son-in-law, Pat and Diane Shelton, 23 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Legal, and 3 sisters, Carol Meixelsperger, Mary Jane and Leo Hull, and Liz Torgerson. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapek, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsmen's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Monty Slapek is survived by his wife of 51 years, Pat, 2 children, Stacy and Jay Linscheid of Reedsburg, and Cullen and Shelley Slapek of Janesville. 4 grandchildren, a half-sister, Donna and Bill Lackey of Stamford, Texas, half-brother, Randy and Pat Slapek of Spring Hill, Tennessee, brothers and sisters-in-law, Dennis and Linda Laufenberg, Helen Laufenberg, Donna and Dave Roker, and Susan Welsh. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Vincent Monty Slapek, 78, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jenny and Tyler Colson had a son, Grayson Stone.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen,
Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Timothy and Mary Otto, Buck and Arlene Peterson, and George and Evelyn Faulkner. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Certainly is a blustery, chilly late April day across the region with those temperatures stuck in the 40s as of midday, gusty west-northwest winds, and just some scattered clouds coming in from the northwest. There have been some scattered snow showers, though, in central Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin, so it's not out of the question that you'll see a stray flake or two out there this afternoon. Well, it looks like the chilly weather will stick around for the start of the weekend with some frosty conditions at night. Nice sunshine at times tomorrow, still breezy. Sunday looks a few degrees warmer by the afternoon, so enjoy that. Monday will probably be the warmest day of the period with a gusty southwest wind. Then a cold front will slide through Monday night into Tuesday, should bring us some rain, maybe a few tenths of an inch of rain at least, turning kind of breezy as well. Still on the cool side for the middle part of next week before it turns slightly warmer. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny, blustery, and chilly, high near 49 degrees, west wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear with a frost or freeze developing tonight, low in the upper 20s, westerly wind around 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy with a high near 50, west-northwest wind between 10 and 20. Saturday night, clear and cold, frost likely, lows in the upper 20s. Sunday, sunny and pleasant with high temperatures around 60 degrees. And Monday, partly sunny and mild with a low at 34, high of 64. Showers likely Monday night. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with areas of rain likely, low 44, high 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny, low in the upper 20s with highs in the mid-50s. And Thursday, some sunshine, a touch warmer, low near 29 with a high close to 60. Well, have yourself a great afternoon. Again, expect gusty winds, partly sunny skies, high of 49. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 51, our low this morning was 36. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 49. The record high for this date set in 1985 is 85 degrees. The record low 19 was set in 1988. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 35. Sunset tonight will be at 7:49 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:12. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 7 to 11 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.05 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Invasive species play dirty by pushing out native plants. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Jennifer Grenz in yesterday's show. She's an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia and spoke at the recent International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. Grenz says climate change is definitely part of the invasive species problem.
The bottom line is that the air today is different than the air we're born, and we might not notice, but plants absolutely do. And our CO2 concentrations were relatively stable here on planet Earth for almost 800,000 years, and now we find ourselves at the highest concentration in 14 million years. So things have changed, and the plants are noticing.
Gren says invasive plants are even changing the soil biology.
Some of these non-mycorrhizal species like knotweed eliminate essential fungal populations that our other native plant species are reliant upon.
Even clearing the surface of invasive plants doesn't work as a control.
We eradicate the invasive species, we plant the native species in their place, we pat ourselves on the back, maybe we pray over them, we water them, we love them, and they still die. Well, it looks like the supporting cast that they require is no longer present.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Higher ethanol blends will be available this summer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Environmental Protection Agency has issued an emergency waiver to allow E15 to be sold this summer. That waiver will go into effect May 1st, so retail stations can continue to sell E15 after June 1st. Biofuel groups are responding positively. The American Coalition for Ethanol says it's grateful the EPA has responded to their request for the emergency waiver. ACE says Congress must adopt the bipartisan National Consumer and Retail Choice Act to make sure there's continuous E15 nationwide moving forward. An ethanol producer says the EPA's summertime waiver allowing E15 fuel is very welcome, but knowing sooner would have been better for the fuels industry and consumers. Eric Hushett from Badger State Ethanol tells Brownfield a lot of preparation happens in the supply chain ahead of that June 1st deadline.
We're approaching a May time frame, and we're needing to make plans on what are we going to be selling at these pumps, and what are we going to have for labels, and what are we going to have for signage?
Hushett says EPA's lack of action before today's summertime waiver had producers and retailers wondering if they invested in infrastructure they couldn't use to sell E15.
Whether that be Quick Trip, Casey's, or Smart Stations, anybody that's selling higher blends have this uncertainty. So this is very, very important because it allows us to now have a plan on how we're going to treat the summer driving months and allows us to start getting gallons upstream of where they need to be blended.
Hushett says oil companies and ethanol producers all needed the EPA's decision because around May 1st, the supply chain will be gearing up for June 1st fuel sales. He says without the certainty of the waiver, fuel retailers would likely have been forced to change stickers and signage to use E15 pumps for regular E10 gas. The U.S. ethanol production fell to a 12-week low last week. U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 983,000 barrels a day. That's down 73,000 on the week. Reports of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle have slowed, but Stephanie McBath with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture says officials have started to plan for what the impacts might be to dairy farms this fall.
This week has been quieter, which we're hoping is a good sign and a good thing. We only have 8 states that have detections, and we're hoping to keep that number as low as possible.
She tells Brownfield April 15th was the last confirmation of an HPAI case in dairy cattle.
This is something we didn't expect, and it certainly isn't going away forever, but we would like to be prepared if states are faced with dealing with this again in the coming months.
McBath says the State Department of Agriculture leaders are meeting bi-weekly to share new information and cross-state impacts as the situation evolves. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
There's a light direct cash cattle trade underway and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is finally developing. There's light business across all parts of cattle country. Deals in Nebraska are marked at $292 dress, $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South are at $182, steady with the previous week's business. Asking prices are firm around $184 to $185 live in the South and $295 plus dressed in the North. Look for more business to take place before the end of the day. Cattle on feed numbers are out at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. Boxed beef is higher at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 13 cents at $2.95.93. Select is $1.80 higher at $2.91.07. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota Thursday, feeder steers 800 pounds and up were unevenly steady. Feeder heifers 800 pounds and up were $1 to $5 higher. The USDA says there were mainly heavy yearlings in the day's offering. Demand was good, and there were many large load lots in the auction. Medium and large one feeder steers, 871 to 887 pounds, brought $225.50 to $236.25. Feeder steers, 900 to 935 pounds, brought $229.50 to $240.85. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 900 to 935 pounds, brought $206.50 to $222.25. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has been pretty active this week as processors have been bidding up to meet demand. It appears they have needed numbers on hand, and it's going to be a relatively slow Friday. While this week's export sales report was a marketing year low, overall global demand for U.S. pork has been strong. Domestic demand is also showing some strength. The summer grilling season is just around the corner. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.80 with a weighted average of $88.69. The Eastern Corn Belt has a weighted average of $89.32. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $45 to $57. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.06 at $101.02. Bellies, loins, picnics, butts, and hams were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Helping to lower food costs by strengthening supply chains. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's no secret food costs are high. One of the factors that has contributed to the rising cost of groceries is disruption to the food supply chain. Work is being done by Congress to strengthen that infrastructure in the supply chain that farmers and food businesses depend on to get their products to market. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says expanding the USDA's Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program would support new investments into America's food supply chain.
The supply chain was disrupted during the pandemic, and we've got to rebuild those supply chains. And one of the ways of doing that is expanding a USDA's Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program so that smaller farmers can get low interest loan guarantees to invest in the supply chain. We also need, and this is part of the Farm Bill too, we need to encourage as much local food sales to schools and to other programs so that it's ideal for everyone that local farmers sell their products locally. It's good for the environment. It's good for farmers. It's more nutritious for kids and school lunch programs, all those things.
Andy says by making these investments, it also helps to increase food access in food deserts. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6000. 490.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jury selection in the hush money trial of Donald Trump progressing with four.